Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Freitas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Tony Freitas. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Hal Rein. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Whit Wyatt. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Kramer steals second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Simmons moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Coleman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grube for a passed ball. Coleman moves to third. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing takes first base on ball 4. Grube moves to second. Jim Peterson now pitching. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykes scores. Grube moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heving hits a line drive towards the mound. Peterson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski strikes out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peterson strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Majeski goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peterson bunts towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards second. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rein can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Sullivan races over to make the catch. There goes Johnson. The throw to second, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb pinch hits for Joe Heving. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Williams fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Gregory now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-4 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Swanson reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.